Shalom lach Miriam, me'at ha'chesed, Adonai imach. Beruchat anashim u'baruch erib itnech Yeshua. Miriam ha'kedusha el ma'elohim,
of September, Luke 8, 4-15. With a large crowd gathering and people from every town finding their way to him, Jesus told this parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. Now, as he sowed, some fell on the edge of the path and was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some seed fell on rock, and when it came up, it withered away, having no moisture. Some seed fell in the middle of thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell into good soil, and grew and produced its crop 100-fold. Saying this, he cried, "Anyone who has ears for listening should listen." His disciples asked him what this parable might mean, and he said, "To you is granted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God. For the rest it remains in parables, so that they may look but not perceive, listen but not understand." This, then, is what the parable means. The seed is the word of God. Those on the edge of the path are people who have heard it, and the devil comes and carries away the word from their hearts in case they should believe and be saved. Those on the rock are people who, when they first hear it, welcome the word with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of trial they give up. As for the part that fell into thorns, this is people who have heard, but as they go on their way, they have choked by the worries and riches and pleasures of life, and never produce any crops. As for the part in the rich soil, this is people with a noble and generous heart who have heard the word and take it to themselves and yield a harvest through their perseverance. The crucial question for us is how to learn to listen better so that the word can enter our hearts, stay there and bear fruit on a persevering journey with the Lord. The Lord has made it clear to us what happens if we do not attentively receive the word. The devil robs the word. It does not penetrate deep enough into us. Worries, riches, and pleasures of life prevent the fruit of the seed of the word of God. So, how to listen well? The word of the Lord loves to be received in silence. It takes on a completely different meaning if we take our mind and listen attentively to it, also in the Holy Mass, for example. It is recommended to listen to the daily meditation of a text from the Holy Scriptures, for example, the readings of the day. In order to deepen the words, it is good to reflect on them, to move them in our hearts, to pause in our thoughts on the text, and to immerse ourselves in it. Helpful might be good literature with biblical interpretations. Also good speeches and sermons can be very helpful in receiving the word. However, care should be taken to ensure that the interpretation of the scripture is not imbued with the modern spirit, which likes to relativize or has a false, inadequate theology at its basis. Then the faithful would neither be taught in the Spirit of God, nor would the Word of God reach the heart. The Word of God wants to shape, to gladden our hearts, to clear our minds, and help us to understand the circumstances of our lives in the light of God. Again and again, we should seek silence if possible. Let us remember that the temple of the Lord is not a place for private conversations. Only in silence will the presence of God in the Holy Sacrament and His Word be revealed deeper. The Word of God has such a power that even one sentence spoken into our heart can bring about a deep transformation. The fathers of the desert knew the practice of chewing again the Word of God. This means that they repeated a certain sentence of the Holy Scripture again and again in their hearts and minds. We can too make this as a fruitful practice for us. We can take a sentence out of the readings and repeat it like a prayer of our heart. For example, when we take the word, "Look at the birds of the sky, they do not sow, they do not reap, they do not gather supplies into barns. Your heavenly Father feeds them." And when we internalize the sentence in a variety of ways, it will help us to deal better with unnecessary worries and deepen our trust in God. The same is true for other words that we can consciously choose in order to root certain words of the Scriptures even more deeply in us. I very much like to recommend this way, especially to strengthen our trust in God. If we take a corresponding word and repeat it in our hearts, especially then, if trust in the Lord might be a weak point for us. Related to the element of repetition is the daily reading. The Word of God should become an integral part of our lives. It should always belong to it. Let us remember the word, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of God's mouth." The spiritual nourishment may not always taste so good at the beginning. But the longer we meditate and live in the Word of God, the more it unfolds its power in us. We should read it again and again, not just for a while and then neglect it again. Once it lives in our receptive heart, it will bring forth wonderful fruit. May God give 100-fold fruit.
Today we listen to the Hail Mary in Hebrew language.
Shalom lach mi. Yeshua.